days. It is Bike to Work Week Day that is taking place on Friday, May 19th. And Bike Windsor Essex is partnering with the Windsor Bicycling Committee to offer a free escorted ride from the Bike Kitchen, leaving at 7:30 a.m. and heading through some of the city's upcoming infrastructure projects to Jackson Park, where there'll be a little bit of a light breakfast and some coffee and a conversation about what's coming for cyclists in the coming months in Windsor. And I have joining me right now Ward 9 Councillor Kieran McKenzie, who was the former and maybe current still
kind of
outgoing chair of the Windsor Bike Committee.
Yeah. So, and thanks for having me on, and thanks for you know, giving us the opportunity to talk about Bike to Work Day. Currently, the for this term, a number of the advisory committees still have yet to be formed, including the City Windsor Bicycling Committee. So technically, there is no committee. The way that it typically works is until there's a new committee formed, the previous committee kind of still is the entity that's, you know, officially, you know, in charge of that sector, if you will. I'm not sure exactly if I'm the current chair or former chair. Certainly when we have the opportunity to populate the bike committee, I'll state it publicly now. I'm expressing my interest in going back, and we'll see what happens once the committee's formed in terms of, you know, who might chair it and whatnot. But for now, it's the City of Windsor, in fact, and the active transportation folks in engineering who are focused on active transportation that are supporting the Bike to Work Day, along with Bike Windsor Essex, who, if there's anything cycling going on in the City of Windsor, Bike Windsor Essex is usually not far from what's going on.
Absolutely. And, you know, I like the idea that to get to Jackson Park, you know, the ride's going to go through some of the upcoming projects that we have. Can we talk about where we're at right now with our active transportation master plan and the state of our cycling infrastructure in the city, Kieran?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think that it's fair to say that we are somewhat behind in terms of what's envisioned in terms of implementation of the active transportation master plan. It's not that we haven't implemented some of the measures that have been identified, as well as even hard infrastructure that wasn't in place prior to the ATMP passing to where we are now. We've made some progress, especially I think on some of that hard infrastructure. The Walker Industrial Trail is, for example, out in my ward, is now fully complete. Stretches now you have essentially a multi-use trail and bike lane that can take you all the way from essentially Devonshire Mall to Lauzon Parkway. I think that's quite an achievement. That's two-thirds of the city in the South End. There's in the queue, I think one of the more exciting ones is the Shepherd Line, as it's known. So Howard to, I believe, Kildare. That whole stretch is going to have some new cycling infrastructure. There is the Kildare Traffic Calming Project, which will feature some cycling infrastructure as well, which is also very shortly in the queue. So again, we have been making some progress. I'd very much would like to see more. We're starting to further embed those design principles into infrastructure as it's coming forward. So I think that there's a greater awareness and even process that's embedded at an administrative level. And even now you're starting to see development applications, because we're starting to accept and approve developments to go forward in different parts of the city where parking minimums we're allowing for parking minimums to be below what is prescribed in the bylaw, in exchange for added bike parking facilities into development proposals as they come forward. So there's some of that predisposition or focus is trickling down beyond just the City of Windsor and into the private sector development processes as well. So I'm excited to say that I think there's progress. Can we do more? Yes, absolutely. And hopefully Bike to Work Day helps to bring some awareness and some even greater focus on implementing some of the ATMP.
Lowering parking minimums in the City of Windsor, a conversation.
I know,
dogs sleeping
horses
with cats.
Yeah.
This is madness here.
That's right.
But I mean, it's such an important conversation to be able to change the status quo, to be able to change how we think about these things. But I want to dive into the University Avenue pop-up. What happened there?
So that was that project has a few concerns. Some of the downtown business owners are concerned about the impact of the bike lanes on things such as parking. So that certainly is a concern. The essentially what council chose to do recently is there was money that had been set aside for the pilot project to proceed, and that was likely going to proceed this summer. In exchange for council agreeing to redirect those funds, there's the understanding that University Avenue and the University Avenue project, this is one of the major infrastructure projects that's coming forward, road infrastructure projects that's coming forward in the city, is going to be prioritized or further prioritized, so that we'll see the permanent infrastructure along University Avenue come sooner than it otherwise might. Now, the challenge there, it's a great thing to sort of say that we have an intention to do something in a council meeting. That's not black and white. That's not on paper. That's not in the capital plan, in the place that it would, that it, the, where the discussion is placed it that day. So the pressure that I think we need to continue to apply is to remind folks like myself and my colleagues that you made a commitment to bring active transportation infrastructure through that University Avenue corridor. There's the opportunity for that to be the signature bike route of the entire city, if not the entire region. Making this agreement to forego the pilot in lieu of something better that could come sooner, let's make sure it's both of those things, that it is better than it otherwise might have been, and that it will come sooner than it otherwise might have.
Well, you know, I know there's concerns among some small business owners. You remove parking, we're going to lose having people be able to get into the business on a quick basis. I'm going to lose out on having those sales. There are a number of studies from, you know, not only in North America, but across the world that shows quite the opposite. You add bike lanes in, you get more people who are stopping because they don't need to pull their car over and pull out their wallets to lock it up. And we know, of course, there are actual costs as well. With, you know, I mean, we've got healthcare costs. We have an area with rather high obesity rates, which has a significant contribution to, you know, our tax basis at the end of the day. But this also gets into a bit of a conversation about, like, what role can the car have in our society? What role does the bike have in our society? And I know 15-minute cities have been coming up on both sides of the argument as pros and cons. And I guess, you know, they're not about people having their vehicles taken away. It's about choice, the ability to be able to get around however you see fit. When you're talking with people, and I'm not suggesting that you're going door to door going, hey, let's do a 15-minute conversation pitch right now. When you're talking more broadly about our community, because I think Windsor is the perfect community to have the 15-minute conversation in because of how car-centric we are. How do you bridge the divide between, you know, where our traditional labor roots are and our upbringing to where society seems to be going at the same time?
Well, you already talked, and it's a really good question, John. Really good, and a really good unpacking of some of the things that and benefits of making those investments and creating and diversifying. This is the term that I've been using since on doorsteps for many, many years now. Diversifying transportation options that includes active transportation. That includes pedestrian infrastructure, which is part of AT, but then also, you know, and then transit as well. All of those different opportunities and services exist robustly in all of the great cities in the world. So Windsor, I don't see any reason why it should or would be any different. Certainly, there's a proud automotive manufacturing history here in the city of Windsor, but that doesn't mean that people don't like to ride bikes here in the city of Windsor, or couldn't look at, and not just like riding bikes, but couldn't look at different modes of transportation that are, A, to your point around the benefits, environmentally beneficial to everyone in the community. They have human health benefits. And certainly, you know, you point to the economics of it, where investment in cycling infrastructure actually is part of an economic development strategy that does help retailers and other places of business attract a different subset of customers. So, and then when we talk specifically about the downtown, there's plenty of evidence that that there is a surplus capacity of parking in the downtown core. We know this. Perhaps there isn't a surplus capacity of parking right in front of the specific place that you specifically individually want to go to, but certainly within a block or two of where it is your destination might be, I'm sure there's available parking in the downtown core for anybody and everybody who wants to be there. So I don't really buy the argument around we can't put cycling infrastructure through the downtown core because of the impacts on parking. I raised it because I've heard it as a concern. I'm prepared to defend the idea of placing that infrastructure into the core so we can facilitate the active transportation for people through our downtown and into our downtown. And certainly, you know, with the relationships that are emerging between the University of Windsor and the downtown core itself, having satellite campuses and even for and St. Clair College as well, that the availability of cycling infrastructure, taking people into the core, and there's a number of different core users or intrinsic users that would use that infrastructure. I think it makes a whole lot of sense. And again, I go back to how important it is for us to continue to apply the pressure on, again, people like myself and my colleagues to make those investments, and specifically the one along the University and Wyandotte Avenue corridors.